yourself? What is your summer woven tour all about? What do you do on the summer walking tour?
Summer walking tours are designed to give the tourists and interested visitors to Fairbanks an idea of what campus is all about, the university campus. It shows them the research institutes, basically what the students do, what the facilities are offered, and just different areas that the university offers to this community and to the rest of of Alaska.
Okay. Now, you've done this last summer. What has been the response by the visitors? Have they liked it? They hated it? What have they liked about it?
The tours have been overwhelming. The tourists really enjoy what they see. There's such a large variety of interest in the tourists, and there's also a large variety in the tour itself. So to show many different areas of campus, it works out really well. Some of the main attractions have been the Geophysical Institute, mainly the Aurora Borealis slideshow. There's different, like in the library, there's different lithographs that are shown. The tourists find that interesting because they're all differently Alaskan. They think Alaska is definitely interesting in itself because it is different, and they like to see what is going on in it.
Okay, you mentioned some of the special, you started talking about some of the specialized tours. What are some of the specialized tours? I understand there are five, one each day. And could you tell me, just talk about some of the specialized tours.
Okay, specialized tours are designed for visitors who have just a specific interest. They're not interested in seeing all of campus. So what has been designed for them are on Mondays at about 2 o'clock, there's something called Education Alaska. And that meets in the information booth, which is in the center of campus. And this is designed to give tourists some kind of background on the history of Alaska or whatever their personal interest is in Alaska, if they're just interested in the history or the agricultural or some kind of engineering project.
When you mentioned some of the specialized tours, what are these specialized tours each afternoon?
Okay, beginning on Mondays at approximately 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we have something called Education in Alaska. And this deals with the trends of education in Alaska, both the rural education, the educations in the local high schools, and here on campus, and also with the history of education. And it meets in the information booth, which is located in the middle of campus. On Tuesdays, we have something called the Muskox Farm, and it's a large animal research facility that is put together by the Institute of Arctic Biology. And they meet at 1:30 and at 2:15 out on Yankovich Road. And the tour itself deals with one of the facility researchers speaks to you about the muskox, the research, what they're doing with them. Also, they have reindeer and caribou that they do research on. On Wednesdays, we have something called Alaska's Mineral Wealth, and this deals with the mineral industry here in the interior of Fairbanks, and they meet in room 204 of the Brooks Building. On Thursdays, we have something called the Geophysical Institute, which is our world-renowned institute, which has about a 20-minute slideshow on the Aurora Borealis. There is a guest speaker from the seismology lab that will explain to you about the earthquakes and so forth here in Alaska. Also, you will visit the remote sensing library, and they will show you aerial photos of Alaska, also specific areas in the interior. On Fridays, we have something called the Agricultural Experiment Station Farm, which is our agricultural research area for vegetables, flowers, cows, and so forth that they research and watch the development.
Last year when you worked with people, what was their response to some of these specialized tours? What was their favorite and why?
The people themselves enjoyed geophysical of the best, mainly because of the Aurora Borealis slideshow. It seemed to be something very unique to them, and they enjoyed learning about it and listening about it. Also, the Muskox Farm was their next one. The animals are unique themselves, and they enjoyed watching them and hearing about just their development and what they do with them.
Now, when you've worked with the people on these type of tours and gone around on various things, have they said anything? I mean, do you find out interesting things from them? Do they ask interesting questions? Are they a bunch of clots? No, so I'm obviously not going to put my question on there. But what are the people like to come to these tours?
Very eager to learn. They're very interested. They always want to know questions I can't answer. But on the same token, they want to know just what makes up Alaska, why the flowers can grow when they have to wear sweaters out, when it seems really chilly to them, what the artists have in them, how they can draw and design so well, what motivates a lot of the researchers to do the type of things they're learning about at this time that they've never heard even existed. They just find Alaska interesting, so they have many questions about the mountains and the land and things around it.
Now, I understand there's a, because of such high popular demand, there's a cutoff point of how many people you can accommodate on an individual tour. It's 30. What do you recommend to somebody? Should they come on time, a little early, a little late? And what is the cutoff?
The tours start at 9 a.m. every morning at the University of Alaska Museum, and that is when I leave. And so to come about 5 or 10 minutes early would be very helpful. We do have a 30-people limit, and so if you plan on bringing a big group, it would be best to call ahead so maybe we can plan something special for you, or...
We can cut off and plan something special for you. I've jumped around quite a bit. Any things that I haven't asked you that you'd like to include or throw out?
Mm-mm.
We know a number of these tours are out of doors. How should people dress, and do we ever cancel them because of the weather?
What we've done with the weather in the past is basically the tour is held even if it's raining, only if it's light. Oh, wait a second. Okay. What we've done in the past with the weather is basically take whatever the tourists would like to do. If it's raining and they still like to go, we will take them. But if it's heavy raining or if it's snowing or whatnot, the possibilities going aren't very high. If it's chilly and so forth, it'd be best to wear a sweater or a light jacket. We are going to be walking for approximately an hour and a half to 2 hours, so comfortable shoes would be advised. So basically, the tours aren't canceled unless the tourists themselves do not feel comfortable in walking.
Now, let's take a verbal walking tour. If you would start from the museum, just tell about where you walk to.
Okay. The tours start daily at 9 o'clock from the museum. From the museum, you will be able to look on your own throughout the museum, so the tour does not include that part of it. We just start there. From there, we will walk to the greenhouse, which is an experimental area for waste heat, in which they grow roses. Next, we will go to the Institute of Biology, the Marine Science Institute. We'll go to the Geophysical Institute after that. Following that, we'll go through the Arctic Health Research Laboratories. Then we'll walk down to the lower part of campus, passing the dorm complexes and the president's house, to the fire station, the health centers. We'll walk through our student union, coming into the lower part of campus. There I will show you and describe to you some of the facilities, why certain things are located where they are on campus. There I will show you the different buildings on campus, where some of the administrative offices are and what goes on within them. Take you into the library, show you some of the archival facts, some old lithographs. Then we'll go into the very old part of campus, which is the first part of campus that was developed, and which is our administrative buildings, some educational buildings, and talk to you about those, explain some of the history behind them, and some artifacts that are on campus, and show those to you also, and explain to you why they're there and their significance for them being on campus. And then I will show you where the shuttle bus is to take you back up to the museum, where you can get back in your car and go about your business.
When you have people visiting, where are some of the visitors where do your visitors come from? Are there any particular areas that ask, like, is it off from one area ask type of question, another area ask a different type of question?
The visitors I have are from all over the world, all over. Most of them have their own motorhomes, and they're just driving around. And Mount McKinley is a big spot they are dying to see, and that's what they're heading for. And Fairbanks is just their stop on the way. There is no specific question that is generally asked to me, except for the flowers. Most of the women always want to know what kind of flowers are growing, and if they can grow those same kind in their backyard. Other than that, the questions are very diverse and very individual. A lot of them have their own professions, and with that in mind, they ask questions from that area. So as I go by that institute or mention that area, a question will come up of their own.
What is the dumbest question you've ever been asked?
Dumbest question. What kind of tree is this?